You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
And good morning to everyone. Here is the pastors from New Life Assembly of God. I am Minister Gloria Ross from New Life Assembly of God, praying everyone is having a Jesus-full day. Today's scripture reading is going to be coming from Psalms 121. Listen to it. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord. Isn't that great? Help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon the right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. What was the evil world right now, isn't it? He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Isn't that a blessing? May the reading of God's word give us more deeper love for God in Jesus' name. Now here is Pastor Ross.
Well, praise the Lord. Isn't it wonderful that the word of God is laid on Minister Gloria's heart to give the verses of scripture so that those that have ears to hear will be able to receive. Well, I want to speak on the last day prophecy. These are the last and evil days. And many people fail to understand that the hosts of hell have been vomited up to go on this earth to destroy, to carry out the proclivities of the evil one. And I want to tell you, we have to be dressed up. We have to be prayed up. We have to be word up. We have to be what God wants us to be because of the evilness that's going on in this world. Last day's prophecy. Hear me, beloved. Last day's prophecy, not next to the last day, but last day prophecy. And this is what Prophet Joel was talking about. And I know it happened back then, and I tell you something else is going to happen again. But this time it's going to be in full power, but it's going to be done by the children of the Most High God. Now, Lindsay Gordy, would you read Acts 2 and verse 29? Well, actually, 16.
And this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel.
Amen.
And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams.
But now we have to go back and look at that and say, well, now, who said this?
Saith God.
You see, people can say things, but it doesn't necessarily mean that that's what God's saying. You see? So it says that in the last days. Now, we've been living in the last of the last days.
Amen.
For over 2,000 years. Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Yes.
And what is happening is that we all must be ready. We don't know when, where, and what time is going to be.
Right.
So we have to trust the Lord in everything, but meantime, be right with God. Be right with God. He said, in the last days. You know, last days means last days. Mean exactly what it says. Last days. And if you don't understand what the last days is, look at your wallet and see about what you have in it. If you have your last dollar in it, then you don't have nothing else, right? So what happened, which is funny, but it's true, that then you have a last day, and that's after that, it's no more. So what's happening is that God says that in the last days, he's going to pour out his spirit. Now, his spirit is being poured out over the entire world. And that's what makes it so beautiful, that everybody have an opportunity to receive my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Everyone have an opportunity. No one is denied. You have an opportunity to receive Jesus. He said he poured out his spirit upon all flesh. Now, I had a guy one time and said, well, animals are flesh. Well, animals, they have a soul, that is true. But they don't have a spirit. Mm. They don't have a spirit because if they had a spirit, they could speak in tongues. See, they can't speak in tongues. So what happened is that God will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. And I tell you, there will be a change. There will be a truthful change in the lives of those that believe and hear. Now, Minister Glover, he said he will pour out his spirit upon all flesh, your sons and daughters.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes. They shall prophesy.
So your sons and daughters, that word prophesy actually means to preach, you know.
To preach, okay.
Your sons and daughters shall preach. And
young men shall see visions.
Young men shall see visions.
And old men shall dream dreams.
And old men. Young men shall prophesy, and old men shall see dreams. In that day, now that day is upon us. Whether we realize it or not, that day is here. That day is upon us right now. And many people fail to see the condition of the world and fail to see what's going on. So they don't understand. But in that day, now that day, so what happened is that it led itself up to the point, excuse me, of when the day of Pentecost, hear me out there, beloved. But when the day of Pentecost was fully come, that all were in one place on one accord, and they all spoke in tongues as the Spirit of God gave utterance. So Peter had to straighten this thing out. And that's wonderful when you know what you're talking about. A lot of times people don't know what they're talking about. They just talk. But Peter knew what he was talking about because 3,000 souls got saved. But what happened is that Peter had to explain to them that this is that. Now I want you to understand, this is that. This is that which was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah. That in the last days, God's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh.
Joel.
You have something you want to say?
No, it says by Joel.
Huh?
By Joel.
Huh?
It says, and this is that which was spoken by prophet Joel.
Yeah, Joel. Yeah. That's what it said.
Amen. Amen.
By prophet Joel, that in the last days,
amen. Praise
God. He's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. And that's what's so beautiful about it. Everybody gets an opportunity to change. So what happened is that and when the day of Pentecost, when the full, you know, there's three things here.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Passover.
Okay.
You have Pentecost,
uh-huh,
we have, and then you have the Feast of the Tabernacles. And that's the fullness of everything.
Praise God.
Those three feasts, fullness of everything. So what's happening is that in the last days, he's pouring his spirit upon all flesh. I pray that you all understand what I'm saying out there, and I'm not just gobbling up something here and spewing it out over the radio land. You got to take heed to what I'm saying and really search the scriptures, because the Bible says, search the scriptures in that you think that you have eternal life, they are they which testify of Jesus. So that's what you have to do. But anyway, getting back here, it says that he poured his spirit out on all flesh. And that day of Pentecost, my God, they were all in one place, one accord. And the funniest thing is that he only asked the 12 to go in the upper room. He didn't ask all them other folks there. But when they came there, they found the other people up there in the upper room praying.
Amen.
Amen. And that's where he should find us, praying,
mm-hmm,
giving our hearts to the Lord, and realizing that what was said is coming to pass. It's going to take place. But many people today figure that, well, they can do what they want to do and still be on this first load or first resurrection. But it ain't going to work like that.
No.
I don't think it'll work like that. Maybe I could be wrong, but I don't think it'll work like that. I want to be on the first load. So I want to stay
in
constant communication with the Lord.
Amen.
And hear his voice. So when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one place on one accord. And what happened?
Oh, they were all filled.
See, when we gleaned the scriptures, we had to see what happened.
Yeah,
what happened?
They were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
Man?
They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Yeah, but they didn't just stand there because they were there already. What happened is that there had to be something.
A mighty one. Right. Well, I'll read it. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly,
yeah,
there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting.
All right. That wind came from where? Where did that wind come from?
Heaven.
The wind blowing all the time. But this particular wind, he had made a change in the lives of those people.
Amen.
So what happened?
And there appeared the cloven tongues like a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Yeah, see, God wants you filled.
Amen. He does.
He wants you filled.
With the Holy Spirit.
He wants you to be in a place where he can talk to you.
Yes.
And he can fill you with his Spirit.
Amen.
But that rushing mighty wind that came in here came straight from heaven. And, you know, a lot of people sitting in church today, they're not filled.
Mm-hmm. They have the Spirit of God, but not filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have the Spirit of God, and if something were to happen, they will go back to being the Lord.
Yes.
But their baptism,
mm-hmm,
and this is baptism of fire.
Ooh, glory to God.
Mm-hmm. And it's done for a service.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's not just to be baptized. A lot of people say, well, I've been baptized. Well, that's wonderful.
But we're not talking about baptism in water. We're talking about baptism in Jesus.
Yeah, but what happened is that when you're baptized by fire,
woo, glory,
you've been chosen to do a service for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and it says,
everybody gets saved. If he says, well, I'm going to save everybody, and they come to him and receive him, that doesn't mean that he has called them to go in to do some ministry or something.
Right.
He just saved your soul.
Because, you know, Jesus said it, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you should be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, home, and Judea, the town, and in Samaria, the city,
and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
Yeah, that's what Jesus said, and it's nothing but the truth. But getting back here to Acts 2 and verse 4,
mm-hmm.
they were all filled with the Spirit of God,
mm-hmm.
and they began
to speak.
See, they began to speak with tongues,
mm-hmm.
as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Amen.
The Spirit gives the utterance, you do the speaking.
Praise God.
You can, you know, the Spirit's not going to speak for you.
No.
You do the speaking, and the Spirit does the utterance. He gives the utterance to speak. And a lot of people say, well, I'm waiting on the Spirit. The Spirit's not going to speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
He gives you the utterance. Remember, it was a couple of years ago. Inside the church, everybody said, oh, well, we're waiting for the Holy Ghost to come. I said, that's fine. So I took my Bible and I put it up on the podium, and I went and sat down. So everybody looking and waiting and talking to one another in a soft voice. But see, they didn't understand. The Holy Spirit works through a man. You see?
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit. So what happens is that if you wait for the Spirit to come, it's coming to a man. It's coming to a man. So what happens is that I said, now do you understand you waiting for the Spirit? The Spirit is in me.
Amen. Praise God.
You remember that?
I remember that.
The Spirit is in me. I mean, we're talking and so forth, but the Holy Spirit is in me. When I speak, I'm a representation of who God is here at this hour. That's why you can't be doing no foolishness inside the church.
No.
Foolishness. You know, a lot of people are doing stuff like that. They're being foolish, carrying on and all kind of stuff, and there's a price to pay for it.
Right.
I mean, a serious price. But anyway, so they were all filled with the Spirit of God. And as the Spirit gave them utterance. So all this noise was going on about them. What happened is that the people outside heard it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? they heard this noise.
Amen.
And they didn't know what kind of noise. They knew folks were drunk and stuff in there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
They figured that people were drunk. And no, man, you're not drunk. You're drunk with the Spirit.
Right.
Praise God.
Right. Praise God.
So what happened? Oh, my God. So what happened is that with the people that were looking
mm-hmm.
on the outside, that were looking in,
mm-hmm.
and they saw these folks, and they thought they were drunk.
Yeah, it says
wine.
But, yeah.
And then that's when Peter rose up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Peter rose up and said, this is that
mm-hmm.
which was spoken. This is the fulfillment of the prophet Joel.
Mm-hmm.
This is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel, that in the last days,
mm-hmm.
he's going to pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. And what happened, you had people from, matter of fact, you had people from all over the world.
All over the world. Mm-hmm.
All over the world.
Yep.
To hear what was said.
Yes.
And 3,000 souls were saved.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that they heard them in their own language.
In their own language.
In their own language, they mm-hmm. heard them.
Yep.
If you spoke Chinese, you heard in Chinese. That's fabulous.
Yeah, that is.
God ministered to all of them.
All of them.
Mm-hmm. Is that one of them?
Mm-hmm.
God ministers to all of them.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. How magnificent our God is.
Yes.
And what he's able to do.
Mm-hmm.
Magnificent to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sister. How we hear every man our own tongue wherein they were born.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their own language.
Their own language. By my mind.
They heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Their lives were changed. They had the opportunity. So then some came out and told Peter, said, what must we Men of Galilee, what must we do to be saved? What must you do to be saved? The scripture says, yes, what must we do to be saved? And this is where this doctrine came in with, I wouldn't say confusion, but it brought a lot of stuff where people are battling against one another. Because it says in Acts 2, 37, 38 on down there. Mm-hmm. It talks about what Peter said.
Repent.
Huh?
It says, repent and baptize every one of you in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
For the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
All right. Now, that's after the baptism in the church. Because the church started on the day of Pentecost.
Yes.
So, all right, so that happened there. But now, what happened when Jesus told his disciples in Matthew 28 and verse 19? You want to go there and look at that and see what it says? Praise God. Because there's no confusion in God's word. Anybody confuses us. No, really. 28:19, see, some baptizing in Jesus' name.
Uh-huh.
And then you have others that are baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Right.
But I want to know what Jesus said.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father.
Wait a minute. Don't read too fast there now. Say it again.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations.
Now who's doing the talking?
Jesus.
And Jesus is saying what?
Teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father.
Okay, Jesus said this. Jesus said
the Son and the Holy Ghost.
Yes. All three are what?
One.
All three are one. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All three are one.
Yes.
Isn't that what he says?
Yes. That's what he says.
Now, here's the controversy. People are fighting between what Jesus said and what Peter said. Now, Peter didn't save you.
Mm-mm.
Jesus didn't tell Peter to say that. But Jesus said, read that verse of scripture again.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations.
Okay, now this is what he said. Go and teach all nations.
Baptizing them in the name of the Father.
Okay, the baptism is in the name of the Father.
And the Son.
And the Son.
And of the Holy Ghost.
And of the Holy Ghost.
Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you.
Okay, he said, and teaching them all things which I have commanded unto you. You know, there shouldn't be any confusion with this. But there's a great deal of confusion because what it is that people isolate themselves. Some want to be a oneness, and others want to be a threeness, should I say. We baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. That's the baptism. I'm following Jesus. And Peter, so the man said, well, what must we do to be saved? So Peter said, repent. And be baptized. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
For the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
You shall, receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Well, I tell you, it's a power only God can give. But the instruction came from Jesus.
Praise God. Who is
now, I know they say, well, it's under the old covenant and all this stuff, but...
We're supposed to listen to what Jesus says.
Well, that's who we're following.
Amen.
We're not following Peter. We're following Jesus. Because Peter was there in the upper room. Peter was there. They were crucifying him. He said, no, don't crucify me. that way, crucify me upside down. I'm not worthy to be crucified the way my Lord was crucified.
My. The one who came against him denied him three times. And look how he was used.
Yeah, but I'll say this much. Between Acts 2:38, see, I don't fight with these people and argue over it. I used to do that as a baby Christian, but I don't do that anymore because, first of all, they're not going to hear until the Spirit gives them a revelation. And when the Spirit gives them a revelation, then they will receive it, and they just go and say, well, I'm baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And leave it at that.
Amen.
Because when you get up there and argue, Satan always have somebody that's not saved watching what you're doing.
Exactly.
And they look at you and say, well, I thought they were Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And they're mumbling amongst themselves. Yeah?
2 minutes.
Praise God. Praise God.
Okay, thank you.
Well, we thank God for the opportunity, but we just want to
take
everybody an opportunity so that they can hear what the Word of God is saying. And not that we're saying that we're right all of what we're saying, because we're able to learn as well. When you feel that you have learned everything, then God takes you out of here. So I'm going to turn this over to Minister Gloria and let her use the assigned information that she has in terms of salvation.
Amen. Before I offer the invitation, reminder, every Sunday, Jesus Hotline from 11 to 11:30, prayer afterwards, telephone number 732-434-2231. Now open up your hearts to receive Christ. In Romans 10, 9 and 10 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever, praise the Lord, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know how? By faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Now, did you give the number of Jesus Hotline?
Yes, 732-434-2231.
And it doesn't matter where you are. You can be in Africa. If you pick up this broadcast, call that number. We'll pray with you.
Yes.
Praise God. And we'll be a blessing to you, and maybe you'll be a blessing to us. Praise God. Well, God bless you all. This is Pastor Ross. We're tuning off in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
We're not finished with the Word, but we're just saying what the Word says, that all things be done decently and in order. God bless you all until the next broadcast.
Amen.
You've been listening to the Salvation and Deliverance Outreach, brought to you by New Life Assembly of God Church, located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard in Melbourne. Their number is 321-255-6999. You also can write New Life Assembly of God Church at Post Office Box 2303, Melbourne, Florida 32902. Be with us again at the same time next week for another program, Salvation and Deliverance Radio Outreach.